にちは。ブラードコーナーの別のエピソードへようこそ。Hello and welcome to another episode of the Blurred Corner with your favorite host, Rich 先生。
Finally, the Rock has come back!
It's his home, JR! Right here!
Home.
I tell you what, it feels great to be back. Since I left Washington, I've been pretty busy. I started school like a week after I got here. We're in boxes and everything like that. We bought new furniture sets, new kitchenware appliances, and the baby's coming in a couple weeks, so I had to get the baby's room, had to paint and everything like that. So I know I said I'll be back in January, but...It's only right I come back during Black History Month, putting on for my blurred family. But, let me get some shout outs real quick. So I want to shout out, of course, Final Boss versus the World podcast. Gotta go pull it up, check it out. Salt Happens, their podcast, and everybody there. Black Charlie Brown, Anything Period podcast.Fucking everybody that's been supporting me. I forgot a couple people. FTO Nerd Talks. Everybody that showed me love, man. I appreciate it. I know y'all been waiting for me to drop something, so here I is. So, the first couple weeks of January, I wasn't really, watching anime that much. I'm getting situated in school, you know what I'm saying? Got to figure out what I'm doing, where I'm going, everything like that. But, some new anime that I've been watching caught my eye. Plunder.Plunder is definitely a sleeper for me. I mean, the plot is basically, it's in a post-apocalyptic world dominated by so-called numbers. Each human will have their identity branded with their own count, which could define any number related to their life. Like one of the characters, like every time she walks, what, like 8 kilometers or whatever, she gets a count. So she has to spend her whole time.Counting when she walks and everything like that, but if you lose your count for whatever reason, you will could lead to the abyss. And that's like I said, that happens whenever you hit zero. But in the year 305 of the Althea calendar, Hina has inherited a mission from her mother, whose count had depreciated to zero, to search for the legendary Red Baron. In her adventures, she meets a half-masked swordsman named Lit Bok, who tries to hide his identity as he's known as the degenerate for having an incredibly low count. That's the plot twist behind that, man. I mean, I really recommend it. The art's good. The combat scenes are straight. I mean, this is a solid anime if you want to get into it. But the one I've really been looking at,like really been waiting for is Darwin's Game. And essentially Darwin's Game is exactly what it is. It's a game on the phone. If you so happen to click on it or open it or whatever or make an account, a snake will come out the phone and bite you. And if you don't know what's going on, you would understand that the snake is injecting you with stuff, giving you ability to play this death game, which is essentially what it is. The main character's name is Kaname. He got sucked into it. He fought some dudes. His friend died. I tell him the game, but everybody in this game has a sigil. I think that's how you say it. But they have a sigil, and it's like that's their ability, what they can do. And for the first couple episodes, Kaname didn't know how to use it. He didn't know what it was. He had no information until he befriended one of the top class warriors. He's about to put in work on her. And throughout the beginning, you've seen how they threw hints at what his ability was, because he cloned a pin in the hospital after he got done getting his ass beat, but winning that match. It's a ranked match. And when you lose a match, you die. You die in real life. And like it leaves like a digitized outline of your body on the ground. And nobody knows exactly what it is, except for those who play the game. Anytime there's like a giant event, the game creators like evacuate the area of normal personnel, and then my folks just wreak havoc. But my man Kaname is resilient. It's on like episode 5, something like that. But man, this shit is so fucking good. There's another one that I'm watching. It's called what's the fuck it's called? I don't want to get hurt, so I'll max out my defense. It's basically it's another isekai game anime where so far there's nothing like nobody getting stuck in the game or anything like that, nothing crazy like that. But the synopsis basically covers that Maple doesn't want to experience pain in the VR MMO game she started playing, so she puts all her skills points into defense until she can move, until she can't even move. Somehow it works better than anyone expected. Now she's got followers. So at the before and after the anime ends, there's always like this cell phone. There's always people texting, talking about Maple. She's pretty famous. She maxed out her defense. She's fucking got this OP ass shield. To so bad. It's like when they dropped the expansion pack, they had to nerf her a little bit, but she's still putting in work. She's super slow, but she's super strong. She doesn't take any real damage. It's a all female. Well, mostly the main character, the protagonist, is a female, and her best friend's a female. I forgot her name is Sally, something like that. But I recommend this one as well. This one's pretty solid. And of course, I've been watching goddamn Black Clover. And I know people used to hate Black Clover. People picked it up and dropped it because of Asta screaming, whatever. But like I said, I really had no problem with it because that's just how fucking anime go. You're going to have an annoying aspect to a character. I just overlook shit like that so I can enjoy stuff like a fucking normal human being. I'm not the one to come out there and bitch complain about shit. But for sure, Black Clover will be one of the GOATs. It's definitely the most improved anime of 2019. And, I mean, it's like 120 episodes out. I'm not going to recap 120 episodes, but this last arc opened up the door to a lot of things. And me, once I get into an anime, I'm like, you know what, fuck that, I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna go ahead and pull up the manga. I'm gonna read a little bit ahead, see what's going on. And this pace continues. It continues to be fucking great. And it's gonna go down as one of the best. Definitely one of the best new ones out this year. This decade, maybe not decade. We'll say the newer big three. Big three consisting of Black Clover, My Hero Academia, and people are throwing in on Demon Slayer, but Demon Slayer is meant to me. It's really good, but the hype that it gets online and the fan base is becoming super annoying very quickly. It's beautifully drawn by UFO Table, but yeah, I don't give a shit about that. The story is meh, but it looks good, so it has fans and there's hype behind it. Man, I recommend it 10 out of 10, but it's not the best anime ever as people are out here proclaiming it to be. What else am I watching? Oh yeah, we just finished up that last arc of My Hero Academia. I was watching that too. When they were going to save Eddie, whatever her name is, I don't know her. I don't watch the English dub. And these motherfuckers be saying Eddie. It's spelled E-R-I. E-R-I. And anyways, she has the ability to manipulate people's quirks. To the point where Overhaul or Chisaki had took on orders to protect this girl or whatever. Because he's part of the Yakuza. He put the boss under some kind of quirk-induced coma. And He's experimenting on this child. And then one day, Deku and Lemillion pulled up doing some recon looking for him. And they run into him. She asked for help. And they weren't able to save her then. So you can imagine what happened after that. They launched a full-scale attack. Somebody died. I'm not going to say who died because some people are so behind because they're late in their game. But in my opinion, right now, Black Clover is far exceeding My Hero Academia Season 4. I mean, like, the art's great, the fights are great. They had the main character, Deku and Chisaki fight was, Overhaul, was trending on Twitter. but that for sure did not even matter compared to Black Clover. Black Clover is really rising to the GOAT level right now as far as new animes go. This other anime I've watched was ID Invalid. It's a thriller mystery kind of thing. I've only watched one episode, so I haven't had time to go back to it. But it seems very, very interesting. I can't recall the main character's name off the top of my head, so I'm not going to. But there's a lot of bangers right now, coming out right now. And they remade ReZero, like a director's cut, whatever. It's supposed to be more in tune with the manga. There's some stuff they missed out in the first one, because they're getting ready to do season two, I believe, next season or the season after. And they're trying to get everything caught up and make it more fluent. But that's what I've been waiting on for a long time. I thought it was coming out two seasons ago, but of course it didn't. But this year we got a lot of fucking bangers out there. We got I don't know if My Hero Academia will come back this year. They're going to take like a year and a half break. But Rising of the Shield Hero is coming back. Promised Neverland's coming back. Demon Slayer got the Infinity Arc movie coming out, which is going to be, I mean, if you're online, man, it's already been spoiled for you if you haven't read the manga. I mean, it's whatever. I don't mind it. It's as long as it's fucking pretty. February 23rd, the new My Hero Academia movie is coming to theaters. And from what I'm hearing and the spoilers that people are telling me online, it's going to be worth the watch. That's too close to the due date, so I probably won't see it. I probably have to catch it in a couple months when it come out on Blu-ray or DVD, or I pirate it from somewhere. But yeah, man, there's a lot going on with me here. I said yesterday I was coming back today. Almost didn't make it because I was fucking doing shit. Let me tell you something, yo. So I'm in Indiana, right? I moved down to the Midwest from the Pacific Northwest. And this morning I walked outside. I didn't walk outside. I looked outside from the window. I'm like, why is my car halfway in the street and halfway in the driveway? Anyways, upon further investigation, I go outside. I look at it and I see that the ice under my car had melted. And it like my car slipped down the driveway. It's not even a big angled driveway. It's so subtle, it's ridiculous. I don't know how it happened. But my car's rear wheel drive, so it's fucking not compatible during the winter. But this has been a light winter from my experience. I mean, so far everything's been straight, everything's been good. We're adjusting. I plan to get back into the rotation. I'm going to record every Saturday, and when I record, I just spit straight facts. I don't go back and edit anything like that. But I was deciding, like, in the opening track, I was deciding, was I going to do Mace, Welcome Back, or, like you heard, The Rock has finally come home. I felt like one of those two would be sufficient enough for me to use in my podcast, and I want The Rock because it's less likely I'll get fucking tagged for copyright shit. And I flipped the coin and it won anyways. But man, I kind of miss it, man. I need you guys to put me on to what animes you guys are watching. I'm only watching a couple. And there are a couple like standard regular ones. And I'm watching some old stuff, rewatching some stuff. Because I got the news that Log Horizon's coming back for another season. So I'm over here rewatching that one. That's what Sword Art Online wanted to be. But Long Horizon is fucking, it's goated. You need to go ahead and watch that. And I'm reading a lot of manhwa. Of course, you know me, man. I'm all on Solo Leveling. But there's some other stuff reading, I should say. I'm reading The God of High School, Marshall Peak, Urban Fairy King, Star Martial God Technique, Spirit Sword Sovereign, and Tower of God. I started Tower of God a couple weeks ago, but like 2 days ago. It's on Facebook, mind my business. And my anime list made a post because I follow them. And they said that Tower of God is getting an anime spring 2020. And that's the most recent news that we heard since Crunchyroll went and bought out the Webtoons organization. They were talking about making some animes like The God of High School and The Tower of God. And if they fuck this up, it's going to be ridiculous. I don't know what studio is going to make it. I hope it's not crazy CGI. I mean, the art in the manga isn't all that great, but the story is fucking on point. So, I mean, you guys need to just come on ahead and just pull up and support this, at least for the first season, because I need to get Solo Leveling and anime. I'm fighting tooth and nail to not go inside of my, go and find the light novel where it's already wrapped up at. I enjoy waiting every Wednesday for the heat to drop. So I just can't wait for that to happen. Man, I don't know what else to say, man. It's been so long since I did this. I didn't forget how to do it, what I speak about. But for sure. Oh, one more thing. Fucking Haikyuu Season 4. It's also goated, man. I never thought that I would really essentially enjoy an anime about volleyball. I have no volleyball experience, no volleyball knowledge until I started watching this. And these motherfuckers made me want to go up there, throw on some knee pads, and go fucking serve some shit. But it's definitely gold. It's also one of the ones I watch weekly. No matter what, I'll watch it. I could be at school, in between classes. I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to watch it. But man, I had to do this. I had to get back out here. Do this grind, man. But I'm going to do some more preparation for next Saturday. Like I said, man, I'm going straight raw. There's no point in me fucking sugarcoating shit, trying to make a script or anything like that. I'm going to talk to you how I talk to people. And it is what it is, man. I just got to get back into it. And like I said, man, I want to appreciate everybody for holding me down, showing me love. Don't worry, I'm still listening to your podcast. Every time it drop, I get that Apple Podcast notification. I'm in there. But yeah, man, I'm gonna have to call it this. And next week, we'll talk about some other shit that's been bothering me. Not as far as like anime goes, but stuff you experience being black. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be talked about. But until then.
Aw, man. It's already over. Shaking my head. Thanks for tuning into the Blurred Corner. Rich Sensei will be back soon. So please like, subscribe, and follow at the Blurred Corner on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. See you later!